And the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back, what's it called?
The bristle.
What about the big teeth they have?
They call it the tushes.
And what you put the food in for the hog is called
a... Put them in a trough.
And if you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four...
Troughs.
And what would you call a hog that grows up wild, lives out in the woods?
You call it a wild hog, woods hog.
And say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you'd have to feed the...
You'd have to feed the stock.
And what if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese and so forth? You'd say you'd have to feed the...
You'd have to feed the... Well, what do you call it? Poultry?
Okay. And if it was time to feed the stock and do your work, you'd say it was... What time?
Time to go feed up.
Do you ever call that fodder time or feeding time or chore time?
It's called time to feed up.
And if you want to get, before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you have to do to him?
Catch him, put the bridle on him.
Or if you want to hitch him to a buggy or a wagon, you have to
put the harness on him.
And what you hold in your hands?
Reins.
What about when you're driving him?
What do you call that? The lines.
And when you're riding on them, your feet are in the...
Stirrups or saddle.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned, you'd say the calf began to...
Bleat.
What noise does a cow make?
Well, she bleats too.
What about when she's hungry?
When she hollers too, she lows for her feed.
And the noise that a horse makes?
He nickers.
And how would you call the cows to get them in out of the pasture?
You just call them Sioux cows.
Go ahead and do it like you're calling them.
That's all I'd ever say. Sioux cows, Sioux, Sioux. They'd come. They'd get used to it.
What about calves?
Well, you just call the calf the same way. You just call it and they'd
Fisher
come.
Calf, Fisher calf,
Mr. Calf. Yeah, they'd come. They just shook at it, and they'll come.
What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
So, cow.
And to get her to back her leg?
You tell her to back her leg, just hit her on her leg and tell her to back her leg. She'd back it up.
And how would you call horses to get them in out of the pasture?
Well, you'd whistle to them. Or either holler, coop, come on, and they'd come.
And to get them to turn left or right, you'd tell
them? Well, if you want them to go right, you'd say G. If you want them to go left, you'd say ho.
And to get them started, you'd tell them?
Get up.
And to stop them?
Whoa.
And to back them up?
Back up.
How would you call sheep? Did y'all ever have sheep?
No. I don't know nothing about sheep.
What about hogs?
Yeah, I've had hogs. You call them, you just say, whoop, pig, pig, whoop.
Do you ever hear, what if you're out there and they start getting in your way, they're coming too close to you, how would you tell them to move back?
Say, tell them, sue it. Sue it, hog, sue it.
And that makes them back
yeah.
up? How would you call chickens?
Well, we always call them, just call them chick, 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 chick.
That works pretty
yeah.
well?
Yeah. Yeah, they learn that.
And talking about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far away that is, but it's just a...
Just a little distance.
Okay. Or he lives just a little, what?
A little ways down the road, up the road.
And...